What's going on? It's your boy, Mr. Hurry, live and in full effect, holding it down for anchor.fm/215. DAUS, the Divine Autistic United Society, DAUS Radio, and of course, nonstop working. It's been a long time, guys, man. We got a growing audience. Shout out to all of our followers in Brazil and in China who have been hitting me up, purchasing that $6,000. My new album, $6,000, is in stores, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, Tidal. You guys know all of the digital platforms. Just want to say thank you for all of you guys worldwide who are supporting us, helping us continue to grow. It's definitely been an excellent year, and we're gearing up right now for this new year coming up. Right now, I'm just up this morning getting prepared to do some office work. I got some early morning mixes that I want to get sent out to clients. I got some music that I want to work on because, of course, I'm developing songs for the album. And I'm also working on an album for the fitness world. So artists, get at me if you're interested in being a part of that collaborative effort. There'll be more information about that at our website, www.daus.me. So I'm just here making a cup of coffee, I got the propaganda machine on. For all of you that don't know, that's the news. I like to call it the propaganda machine. So I'm watching that, to catch up on what's being fed to the public. But I wanted to talk to you guys about a lot of things. It's been a minute, man, since my last podcast. But there's just been a lot going on. There's been a lot of new developments, new artists coming in and out, new projects developing and things like that. So I've been having to write down all of my topics, keep a list of topics, because they've been popping up left and right. I mean, we got this caravan that I want to talk about, this caravan coming from the south to the north here, coming up to the States. We have the most recent election that I want to talk about, just a lot of different things, different school shootings. We had stuff over the Halloween festivities that occurred. So it's a lot of different things that I want to cover. There's also a few guests that I want to bring on. There's a good brother Quinn that I want to bring on. He's a good speaker, has some really decent things to share. Also want to get King J the Trainer. If you guys have been visiting our websites, you might have seen his ads posted about, spread all about our site. But yeah, we want to get King J the Trainer online, talk some fitness talk, you know what I mean? And a few other really decent guys who are going to help add some flavor and some insight, share some insight with you all. Let me get my coffee maker on. Hey, y'all. Yeah, but I just had a thought earlier, and I wanted to share it with you all, really. Thought it would be a good time to do so. And I was just thinking to myself, I was looking and scrolling through Facebook, and I saw someone's video. Wow. Nazi salute. This is a headline. Hold on, guys. I'm give it to you. This is just coming from the propaganda machine. Hang tight. Shout out to Jordan Blue for not doing the Nazi salute in the photo. It says, Nazi salute prom photo outrage. That's the headline. It's a large group of light-skinned males who all decided to perform a Nazi salute in a prom picture. Well, we'll talk about that one in another episode. But I wanted to talk to you guys. I was looking at the Facebook, and I came across this music video. It was a kid with the locks and the hair. And it dawned on me that this was a Philadelphia rapper. So he's an East Coast rapper, right? But Philly rappers, New York, New Jersey, we have a particular, especially New York and Philadelphia. We in music, we have a particular sound, flow, style about us. Now, in this past 10 years, that has become distorted. The East Coast thing that we do has become distorted. We began to, and I really take it back to your Bubba Sparks and I'm not going to try to think of the labels right now, guys, because I'm trying to be fast about this. So, but if we go back to the your Paul Walls and your Bubba Sparks, you know what I'm saying? You got these. This is where we started adopting with the screwed music and stuff like that. This is where we started when these guys had success, when they found success with all that stuff. A lot of the East Coast guys started adopting or trying to adopt those guys' sounds and different things like that. Even with Lil Jon, what? You get cats with that, that attitude and energy. You know, East Coast dudes started trying to adopt, but we were really cooler. We were really laid back. If you go back into the 90s, if you look at Paid in Full, if you look at, what can I give you? If you look at, like, Juice, movies like Juice, things like this, the thing to be was a gangster back then. It was never the thing to be a music mogul. You know what I'm saying? A pop star, a rock star. These are all new things that came about for MCs, especially East Coast, Northeast Coast, Upper East Coast MCs, New York, Philadelphia, Jersey, Delaware. But, you know, it wasn't the thing to be no rock star. It was the thing to be a gangster. You know what I'm saying? That was the thing to be. The thing to be was to be a gangster. It was cool to be gangster. It was cool to be money making Mitch. You understand what I'm saying? It was cool to be getting at a dollar. And most of the ways cats did that, they either played sports or they sold drugs. They either played sports or they lived a life of crime. You know what I'm saying? This is not me bragging on none of the shit, guys. I'm just, you know, there's something that I noticed. You know what I mean? I've noticed that we've changed what the cool is, you know? So now you got these young guys that jump up and they like, you know, I'm going to be a rapper. Or you get these guys that jump up, right? They come up and they say, well, you know, I'm going to sell drugs. Why? Because I'm trying to get this money. And real niggas, excuse my language, but that's what they think. They say real niggas going to sell drugs. That's what they think. Or we going to rob. Or we're going to take what we need to do. That's what we're going to do. You know, and so they go out there and they try that out. They try gang banging. You know what I mean? They try jumping cats and robbing cats and selling drugs and things like this. You know what I'm saying? They do all of that. And then when they get pinched, they say, damn, this ain't so fun. And then they get locked up and they get sat down with all of the other guys who have done similar things. And these guys put them on. They say, yo, man, that was some stupid shit you did. They say, nigga, ain't nothing gangster or cool about being a criminal. And they say, oh, shit, right? Now they got all of that time, so they sitting on their ass with their homies in a cell, and they all writing raps and kicking nursery rhymes. And they say, damn, man, you pretty good at this. Now niggas say, yo, shit, I should just do this full time when I get out, right? That's what they do. Now, I've sat in my studio and over the past 6 years, shit, past 10 years, I've heard that same story that I just gave at least 15 times. That a motherfucker went to jail, started writing in jail, and then just figured, well, I might as well keep doing this. Okay, what's my point? Well, at a point, that wouldn't be what somebody would say. They would go to jail, they would get arrested for their crime, and they would come back out and say, what? I'm a big man. Yeah, I went and did that shit, so what? And they get right back at the block. Then there was a period. This came a period where instead of being like, well, I'm going to come back out and go get it, cats started saying, I'm going to come out and I'm going to be a rapper. Now, we're not shining enough light on how lame this is, guys. Understand? So you got dudes, you know what I mean? Like, let's look at Paid in Full. All right. Let's look at like Frank Lucas or these guys. Now, don't get confused. Frank Lucas don't have anything to do with the Paid in Full story. All right. So let me back up for a second. Let's just stay with the Paid in Full story. Paid in Full, you got to do Al Poe, right? Poe knocks off Rich, goes to jail. You can find video, documentary, audio, all kinds of things of Poe telling the world, yeah, I did that shit. Yes, I killed the ball. You know, shit got real. Today, you will not find anybody who is that accepting of their fate. Now, if a young boy does something, he goes to jail, he's ready to snitch ASAP. He's ready to tell on everybody to get out and become a rapper. We're not talking about this enough, y'all. We're not talking about this. We're not talking about how rap has turned into the escape for rat niggas. Yeah, we're not talking about that enough. You know, it's a lot of these dudes, you know what I mean? And I don't know this dude, Trippy Red, you know what I mean? But just from door, that's a clown. You get what I'm saying? It's a clown. You're not going to run around as no man that's about nothing calling yourself Trippy Red. I don't give a fuck if it's an entertainer name or not. You understand what I'm saying? It's this new thing where it becomes dope to go to jail, start writing raps, and then come out and be a down south rapper. Like, what the fuck? So you get dudes in the East Coast, this is what I mean, y'all. Look, all right, let me slow up. Let's go back to Paid in Full. Now, when you look at, if y'all go watch the movie, the way you see Mitch, you go back to it, you go back to Paid in Full. The way you see Alpo, Rich, and all of them cats getting money and dressing is the way hip hop cats used to do. Hip hop cats, right, used to emulate the gangsters. The gangsters were selling drugs. They were dealing drugs. They was shit. They was robbing and murdering. They were really doing that. That's, you know what I'm saying? We don't understand how this generation don't know how influential that, or how large, or how influential the gangster culture and lifestyle is in America. We don't understand that America was damn near built by gangs and groups and opposing teams and things like this. So you got these young guys at a point, you know what I'm saying, who are selling drugs, making millions of dollars. The thing to be was a dude who made all this money, a dude who had the car, the dude who had the jewelry, the connects who could fly. None of these dudes was worried about being rappers, man. See what I'm saying? They were not worried about being rappers. Rappers came along and then started incorporating gangster themes into the music. There was a lot of beefs between drug dealers and rappers because of this. And again, you had to be paying attention during the era. So don't expect anybody born in the 2000s or after to really understand this. You had to live it. You know what I'm saying? But there was a great point where drug dealers and rappers often beefed because rappers would portray themselves to be what the gangsters actually were. You can't go into a, in 96 and 94, 93, you can't be on the block talking about you run the block when in fact the leader of the gang was right there sitting in front of the track porch. You couldn't play that game then. Now you could do it because, you know what I mean? We got several 50 cents now, if you understand what I mean. We got several gangsters turned rappers already. We got several official been shot motherfuckers up, sold drugs, made money gangsters that have turned rappers. We have them now. And since we have real gangsters that have become real rappers, it has paved the way for fake dudes altogether, fake motherfuckers altogether, to weasel away to the top by adopting the images and the identities of already established gangsters. Now, wow, and that's deep. Is it? Yeah. Because how many people do we know in the industry today that have assumed the identities of already established individuals. Freeway Ricky Ross. You understand what I'm saying? You got, you know? So this goes on where these young guys started doing it. You know what I mean? Yo, I'm gonna get locked up. I started rapping for like 2 months. And now I'm like, fuck it, I might as well just do this full time. Come on, man. Come on, man. This shit's corny. So now we got these dudes who do that. You know what I mean? Now now they get on. You know what I mean? They get arrested. They learn how to rhyme. They come out here. And now they don't do the gangster thing no more. You know what I'm saying? Now they do the rock star thing. All right. Now they go to jail, y'all. They come out. They grow their hair. Now they go to jail. They come out. They color 3 locks out the front right corner of their shit. You understand what I'm saying? Now they adopt whole identities of cats in states they've never even been to. And it just blows my mind. So I'm hearing all of these East Coast people making sounds and shit that ain't even foreign to our motherfucking industry here. You understand what I'm saying? These cats is like, yo, where y'all get these new rappers from? Why is it? Because all of them singers now. You know what I'm saying? All of these dudes is singing on the tracks. I said, you don't get any representation anymore of this East Coast. Now they've phased out of the industry the strong male, because even the gangster was a strong male, y'all. And they've replaced it with these simps. So now that dude that could get 9 dudes killed, get shot 9 times, go to prison, never be fucked with in prison, come out of prison and go back to getting his money, they don't want that dude in the industry no more. They don't want anybody that's really trying to be strong in the industry anymore, you know? So now you got these young boys who go to jail, realize that they can't cut it as a goddamn gangster. That's what you realize when you go to jail. When you go to jail, you realize it's mad motherfuckers that's harder than you. That's what you realize. And if you're smart, you realize that if you're smart, you realize to not try to live that I'm hard life. You know what I mean? Just don't even try that shit. And so you get these dudes that go in there and they see how that thug life, that drug dealer life, that gangster life really the fuck is. They see how big these dudes is. They see them lifting beds and shit. And they say, you know what? I'm going to be calm and cool. I'm going to play my role and I'm going to get the hell up out of here. And when they do, the first thing these dudes come out here and try to do is say, you know, I've been booked. So I'm just start rapping. See, they think they got the open door now because they've been booked. I've been booked. So. But most of these dudes that's out here, man, like I said, they're showing you who they are by not presenting any individuality. So when you can put 17 of these young rappers up and all of them look and or sound the same, what you need to know is that none of them are individuals. None of them are individuals. Do you understand what I'm saying? There was a story that a brother was telling about how he and some other folks robbed Big Daddy Kane outside of a project building in New York. Big Daddy Kane, they said, was chilling in like a Benz and shit. So they strolled up on him pretty much like, yo, let me have that. Big Daddy Kane gave the shit up. All right. My point, there was gangsters and then there was motherfucking rappers. And gangsters at a time loved to pull up on some rappers and say, hey, basically, let me test your gangster. They loved to do it at a point. Why? I said, because they was a separate man. So gangsters and thugs and that culture started to be propagandized, man. You get what I'm saying? Regular dudes doing real shit to earn a living for themselves started to be propagandized. It started to be publicized. It started to generate money for people. So then dudes got out of the business of being real gangsters and started getting into the business of being fake ass gangsters. Now, anybody who's seen the movie CB4, that is what this movie's talking about. It's talking about all of these dudes who started to capitalize off of this idea of gangster, dog, selling it to whatever production house would pay. And it's still going on the same way today. Today, we still got these young cats who out here. Oh, I'm a rapper. I'm a rapper. I said, but you're not. All you do is go get some tattoos on your face, grow your hair out, color it. You adopt the identity of the time. Identity of the time is this souped up Lil Wayne. You know what I'm saying? Everything that we see in hip hop, we can see the progression towards it. We can see where it wants to go. And one of my mentors, Flemio Brown, he told me this when I was young. He said, all music is rock and roll. He said, no matter what, it's all rock and roll. You know, it's all, hey, baby, let's party. Let's have a good time. It's all ridiculousness, as he said it. You know, it's all who can be the most fucking ridiculous. And he said, and that's where hip hop is going to go. He said it has to. He said, because that's just what rock is meant to do. It's just meant to entertain. It's just meant to shock. It's just meant to grab. He said, so hip hop is going to do the same thing. He said, but then it's going to reset because you can only be the most ridiculous for so long. I said, wow. So I believe what we're seeing with the youngsters is some of the most ridiculous. That's what we're seeing. We're seeing some of the most ridiculousness hip hop has to offer or rock and roll has to offer. And another example of this is Lil Uzi. He did an interview with, I forget the light skinned DJ name, whoever the hell he is. But he was doing an interview. This is one of Uzi's like first interviews. And he was getting upset. And he said, look at me, bro. This is Lil Uzi. He says, Yo, look at me, bro. I'm a rock star, bro. And when he said that, it clicked in my head. I said, that's what my old head was talking about. He said that this would turn into rock and roll. Why? Because there's nowhere. He said it's all rock and roll. That's just the nature of it. So now you got the rapper saying, I'm a rock star. I'm a rock star. You got rappers not doing thug stuff no more. You see, they took the light off of Chief Keef and things, right? See, they don't want that anymore. Real guns, real shootings and shit. Chief Keef was really doing shit. They don't want that anymore. You know what I'm saying? What's the other guy? Bobby Smurda. You understand what I'm saying? About a week ago, they don't really want that. You get what I'm saying? They've done the era of rappers storming into the label executive office with guns. They don't want that anymore. So now they are absolutely manufacturing these rock star rappers who will assume identity. So when I came up, we assumed the identity of our area. You understand? We said, no, man, I'm a rapper. I'm from Philly. This is how we do it. The Philly flow. You know what I'm saying? These new cats, you from Philly, but you sound like you from Texas, Tejas. You say you from New York, but you keep making noises like ah and shit like this. You mean? Now some people gonna say, well, just because you from a place don't mean you can't. Nah, man, I'm talking about something that's happened. I'm talking about how the reputation of the East Coast is being worked on, y'all. It's being chipped away at. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Jada Kiss. You know what I mean? The role, the legacy that them dudes laid down, the foundation that they put down, the thing that made Philly and New York credible in the music business is being chipped away at. You know what I'm saying? And it's being really whitewashed, whited out, so that in 20 years, you don't think of none of the great rappers. You think all of the great rappers were thugs. That's what you're going to think. You're just going to write them off as thugs. And we're going to go to great musicians as Little Uzi Verts because they did the rock thing. You see what I'm saying? They're turning rap into rock, and so that rap, you know what I'm saying? So that rap looks smaller than rock. And they've always wanted to do this, but to understand it, you need to have a history of the music industry, how it came about, why it came about, and who were the major players, what they did, why they did what. But they've always wanted rock to be the top of the pop charts. Rap was a curveball, man. So I'm talking about the curveball. I'm talking about, you know, things that are, you know, affecting the curveball. Shit, I don't, you know, but I'm not a fan of these new MCs simply for that reason. They're cookie cutter artists. They want to check. You know what I mean? They all 360 Dylan. There's this idea, you know, that you should be a man standing on your own doing business. These young men have no sense of that. They don't see themselves as men with the need to stand on their own. They don't. They're okay with taking a check and, you know, being suckled. You know what I'm saying? For a lifetime when the Master P's and your, even your P Diddy's and your, you know, all of these people have shown us that you don't have to do things that way. You don't have to. But the trade-off is everybody doesn't know your name. You can make tons of money for yourself, boatloads of money for yourself in any field. But sadly, most of us are selling ourselves for fame, basically fame. You know, we're trading our authenticity for now fame, then fame, later fame is often better than now fame. But a lot of us are pushing for now fame. So RIP to the gangsters, because gangster rap is definitely outed. Shout out to the young boys with all the colorful hair and metal in their face. You know, hopefully things go smoothly for y'all. I don't know. But let me know what you guys think about this. Let me know what your opinions are. You know. Let me know what you guys think. All right, leave me a comment. Drop me a line. Also, look for my next podcast. I'll get more consistent with these things again. It's got a lot going on at the office, but a lot of good going on at the office. So, all right, this is your boy, Mr. Herd, live and in full effect, holding down for anchor.fm/215. DAUS, the Divine Artistic Non Society, non-stop working. All right, visit us at our website, www.daus.me. Check out the album, 6 Grand, and look for the next podcast. Also, if you guys can't access this podcast because you don't have the Anchor app or Google iPhone, you could also stream this from our website, www.daus.me, underneath the non-stop working tab. All right, so you guys have a great day, and I will talk to you again. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.